Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 131. We're going to be reading the psalm twice. The first time we read will be from the King James Version, which is the oldest English translation of the Bible. And then we're going to read from the New International Version, which is one of the most popular Bibles. If you go into a church, they've often got New International Versions. So join with me as we read first from the KJV. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself. As a child that is weaned of his mother, my soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and for ever. And now we read the same psalm again from the New International Version. My heart is not proud, Lord, my eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quietened myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. This is Psalm 131, and it's a short psalm of only 3 verses. We've got 2 bits of information about this psalm. So it's a psalm of ascents, so something to be sung as people went up to worship God, to remind them why it is that we worship the Lord, what attitude should we be in when we come to worship him. And we also get told that this is of David, and that's something that can help us understand this psalm, because you may know, so David started off as a shepherd and goes on to become the king. So it's one thing to say my heart is not proud, Lord, as a shepherd, but to say it as a king is much more of a challenge. To not be proud when you've got every opportunity to be, to go, I am the king, I am mighty, I am so strong, and to be proud. To be able to say in a high position, my heart isn't proud, my eyes are not haughty, I'm not concerning myself with great matters. Who else would concern themselves with great matters but the king? Yet in this psalm, David is saying, no, I trust the Lord with the big things, with these important things. It's not for me to work out. I don't need to get proud and full of myself. I've calmed, I've quietened myself. I trust in what God is saying. And even comparing himself to a weaned child who is content. God looks after us and we can be content. You might remember Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd and I lack nothing. Or the Lord is my shepherd and I lack no good thing. God looks after us. We need to resist the urge to become proud, to try and do things on our own, to look this way and that way to try and work everything out. But let's look to God. When we come before him, this is a good attitude to take. Not being proud, because then we try to do God's work for him. Not having haughty eyes that look this way or that way. Not thinking that we have all the answers in great matters, but saying, Lord, I trust you. I trust that you will give me all that I need. And putting our hope in the Lord now and forevermore. This has been a short episode, but thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 131. God bless you. And goodbye.